Parshas Re'eh has a very interesting array of halachas, array of parshias. The parsha begins with the psukim of Re'eh Sher Anochi Noisein Lifneichem. Re'eh Anochi Noisein Lifneichem Hayom Bracha Uklala. And the parsha goes in to discuss V'haya ki yaviyacha Hashem Elokecha Ela Oretz Asher Tava Shama L'Rishta. When you come into Eretz Yisrael, v'nasato es habracha al har grizim, v'es haklala al har eval. And the psukim continue to discuss that when you come in, you should destroy all the avodah zarah that's going to be there. And eventually they discuss how you're going to come up to the place where the Rebbeinu Shalom has chosen, hamakom asher yivchar, l'shichno sidrashu v'asasham, and you're going to build a mizbeach and a beis hamikdash. So it seems like if someone's following the Seder HaPsukim of Parshas Re'eh, the parsha really begins with destruction of the Avodos and the Avodah Zarah of the people that were inhabiting Eretz Canaan. And that destruction is a prerequisite for the building of a place to ultimately serve the Ribbono Shel Olam, a single place to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam, L'shichno Sidrashu. And in fact, the Psukim in Parshas Re'eh end off as well with the Parsha, the psukim of the Moadim, which also is as well of Aliyah LeRegel, going up to the Har HaBayis, the Mekam HaMikdash. So it seems like the Tzad HaShoveh between all the parshiyos in Parshas Re'eh should be the Mekam HaMikdash, coming into Eretz Yisrael, destroying the places of service of the Goyim, and establishing your own place of service. That's the Mekam HaMikdash. And then the parsha also ends off with coming up Aliyah LeRegel, that three times a year, all Kali Yisrael comes up to that central point of spirituality, the Mekam HaMikdash. So that seems to be the bookends of the Parshas Re'eh. The question is, how does everything in the middle fit in? From my understanding, that's the goal of understanding Parshas Re'eh. It all has to fit into this context. We start off with Mekam HaMikdash, Har HaBayis, Aliyah LeRegel, and we finish off with Aliyah LeRegel, Shalosh Regal. So why are these particular dinim that we find in Parshas Re'eh, why are they sandwiched between this idea, this concept of having a Mekam HaMikdash, having a Har HaBayis? That's something to think about as you're going through the Parsha. So let's focus in on one detail of these halachas. And it's the details we've been focusing most of the week on the halachas that we find when it comes to the halachas in Parshas Re'eh of Bein Adam L'Makam. But the Pasuk tells us in Perek Yid Gimel, Pasuk, hey, Acharei Hashem Elokeichem Teilechu, you should walk after the ways of the Ribbono Shel Olam, Va'oso Tira'u, and you should fear him, Ves Mitzvosav Tishmoro, Uvikolo Sishmo, Va'oso Sa'avod, Uvo Sidbakut. So the Pasuk says, Acharei Hashem Elokeichem Teilechu. We know the Gemara tells us in Maseches Soita, that, what do you mean? We can't walk after the ways of the Ribbono Shel Olam. How is it possible to follow the ways of the Ribbono Shel Olam? So the Pasuk says, the Gemara tells us, that just like the Ribbono Shel Olam is Menachem Aveilim, so we're Menachem Aveilim. Just like the Ribbono Shel Olam is Mevaker Cholim, so we're Mevaker Cholim. So what's the Pasuk telling us? The way which we follow in the Ribbono Shel Olam's footsteps, the way that we mimic the Ribbono Shel Olam, is by doing acts of kindness, by doing acts of chesed, towards our fellow Jew, which is a unique concept, something which perhaps we take somewhat for granted. But what the Ribbono Shel Olam is telling us over here, what the Mefarshim explain, is that it's not simply that we are mechuyev, we are obligated to do actions of kindness, bein adam lechaveiro. But Klal Yisrael, Yahadus is unique, that our relationship to the Ribbono Shel Olam, our relationship to Bein Adam L'Makom, our relationship to spirituality and Kedusha, stems from our relationship Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. One could have easily thought that there's two realms, there's Bein Adam L'Makom and Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. And Bein Adam L'Chaveiro is almost at odds with Bein Adam L'Makom. If I want to intensify my relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam and the sense of spirituality just with the Borei Olam, so what do I need to do? I need to seclude myself from the world. That's what most religions believe. The more secluded you are from the rest of the world, the more level of Kedusha that you have. Well, the Rebbe Shlomo is coming to tell us is, no, you want to be Acharei Hashem Teilechu, you want to be the most close to the Rebbe Shlomo. So in Yadus, it's Pumfaker. You don't exclude yourself, you don't seclude yourself from the rest of the world. You engage the rest of the world and you try to help out the rest of the world. You engage in the needy of Tzarchei Amcha, and that is like mimicking the Rebbe Shlomo, and that gives you the closest relationship that you can attain with the Rebbe Shlomo. That's what the Chafetz Chaim tells us, a fascinating Ha'ara, which I've mentioned before. But it's really a powerful comment of the Chafetz Chaim towards the end of his psicha to his Sefer Avas Chesed, where he's telling Klal Yisrael the importance of engaging in acts of Gemilas Chasadim and lending people money and doing the mitzvah of tzedakah. Chafetz Chaim says, you'll notice something fascinating. You go through the psukim of the Torah, you'll notice that very frequently, I believe he counts there are 8 of them, but very frequently the Torah talks about following in the ways of the Rebbe Shlomo, like we have in this week's parasha, Acharei Hashem Elokeichem. And that's always referring to a certain amount of chesed. By doing chesed, you're following in the ways of the Rebbe Shlomo. But says the Chafetz Chaim, if you take a look at the context of each of those psukim, it is always different. Says the Chafetz Chaim, I'll explain to you something fascinating. If you take a look at the 3 different psukim, which seem to be talking about the same type of things, doing chesed, acharei Hashem elkeichem teilechu, but if you look at the context, it seems to be totally different. Look in Parshas Ekev, he says, v'shamarte es mitzvos Hashem elokecha, lalech es bidrachav, walking in the ways of Hashem, and what's it followed by? Uli yira oso, and you will fear the Rebbeinu Shalom. You see, says the Chafetz Chaim, halicha bidrachav, kodem yira, comes before yiras Hashem. Uvechamishi ksiv, and then you look a little bit later, it says, v'ata Yisrael ma'ashem elokecha shol meimach, kiim li yira, first comes yira, kiim li yira Hashem elokecha, laleches b'chol derachav, ula'ava oso. So it has laleches b'chol derachav, and then ava. So the first time, Laleches Berachav is before Yira. Then Yira comes first, then Laleches Berachav, and then Ava. And then he says, you take a look a little bit further, Shinsa Kosov Lichtov Halicha Bedrachav Acha Yira, the Kodem Ava. Uba Shvi Iksiv, Ki Im Shamar Tishmarun Es Kola Mitzvah Azos, Le'ava Es Hashem Elokeichem, Laleches Bechol Derachav, then Laleches Berachav comes after even Ava Es Hashem, Ulidav Kabam before Dveikus Bashem. What's the point? First time it comes is before Yira. Second time it comes is after Yira before Ava. Third time it comes is after Ava before Ulidav Kabam. Says the Chafetz Chaim. Each one of these phrases, Yira Hashem, Ava Hashem, Dveikus Bashem, is a different level, a different relationship that a person could attain with the Bari Olam. Each one's an intensified relationship. Yiras Hashem comes first. Then a person's mastered Yiras Hashem, he can get to Avos Hashem. Then a person's mastered Avos Hashem, he could get to a level of Dveikus Bahashem. So each one's intensification of that relationship with the Rebbeinu Shalom. A person would think that as my spirituality increases, so the more I have to seclude myself from the world. The more spiritual a person I am, so the more distant I am from my peers, the more distant I am from society, and that's how I gain spirituality. The more spiritual I am, the less part of this world I am. Comes the Torah and tells us, every stage of spirituality, whether it be Yiras Hashem, whether it be Avas Hashem, whether it be Dveikas Hashem, no matter what rung on the ladder you are up to, it's only brought about, that relationship could only be attained by one thing and one thing only. That relationship could be attained by Laleches Bidrachav, doing acts of Chesed. Mevaker Cholim, Nichem Aveim. It's never attained by secluding yourself from society, but I'm pulling back from those that need you. On the contrary, you want to reach the next level in Yadus. And it doesn't matter what that level is. It could be a level of Yira, it could be a level of Ava, it could be a level of Dveikus. It's always achieved by the same thing. And that's Ben Adam L'Chaver. We believe, uniquely, Chazal Yisrael believe, that our relationship with the Rebbeinu Shalom, the way to master that, the way to strengthen that relationship, is not by secluding ourselves, kaviyachol, with the Rebbeinu Shalom, but the Rebbeinu Shalom says, you want to mimic me, you want to be close to me, so you deal with the needs of Klal Yisrael, and that in turn will enhance your relationship with the Rebbeinu Shalom. This is what Rav Shimon Shkop discusses in his Hagdama to his Sefer Shara Yosher. He explains the famous Chazal that say, the comment on the psukim of Kedoshim Tiyu. So Chazal tell us that you would think, the pasuk says, Yochel Kamoini, Chazal say, Yochel Kamoini, you would think you have to be Kadosh like me, Talmud Loimar, Ki Kadosh Ani. So So says Rav Shimon Shkab, what does that mean? You would think you'd have to be as Kaddish as the Rabbanu Shalom. How could anyone be as Kaddish as the Rabbanu Shalom? What does that even mean? How could we mimic the Kedusha of the Rabbanu Shalom? Says Rav Shimon, no, what is Kedusha? What is the Kedusha of Kedoshim to you? V'chei nirelin yazdaiti, shebemitzvah zu, kolol kol yisod v'shoresh machmas tachlis chayenu. Encapsulated within this mitzvah is of Kedoshim to you is the entire tachlis achayim, entire purpose of a Jewish life. Sheyiyu kol avodaseinu v'amaleinu tamir mugdashim litovas haklal. That we always have to be dedicated, our powers, our energies, always have to be dedicated to the tovas haklal, to the betterment of others. Laman hazulas, as he says, to klal Yisrael. The Rebbeinu Shalom says, Kedoshim tiyu ki kadosh ani, I don't do anything for myself, the Rebbeinu Shalom. The reason I created this whole world was to be mative to you. So the best way that you could mimic me is by being Kedoshim yourself. What's Kedoshim tiyu? To be dedicated entirely and solely to those that aren't you, to those that are outside of you. To klal Yisrael. That's the mitzvah of Kedoshim Tiyu, Ki Kadosh Ani. Just like my purpose in this world, my purpose in creating the world is to be mative to others, you should make it your business that your purpose in this world is to be mative to others, and that's in fact how you will attain the highest levels of Kedusha. Kedusha is attained by excelling in Bein Adam Lechavera. Perhaps the best example of this it also comes in this week's parasha, where the pasuk tells us, "Banim atem la'Hashem Elokeichem," you are the sons of the Ribbono Shel Olam, you are children of God. Lo sisgodedu v'lo sasimu karcha ben einechem lameis. So a person shouldn't make a blemish or a cut on his head. Ben einechem lameis. A person suffers a loss, Rachmana Litzlan. So the minhag was, the custom was, in those days, many people they would mark their bodies out of showing the anguish and sorrow that they're in. Comes the Rebbeinu Shalom and says, Klal Yisrael doesn't do that. We don't touch our bodies. But what's the connection between the Pesukim? All the Mefarshim ask, what's the connection between Banim Hashem and Hashem Elokeichem? The one place where the Torah tells us you are the children of God, it's in the context of this Isser of Lois Iskaididu. We have many Isserim in the Torah. Why specifically this Isser is that comes on the heels of Banim Atem Hashem Elokeichem? All the Mefarshim are bothered by that. Furthermore, we know that the Gemara tells us in Maseches Yevamos that lo siskodedu doesn't merely mean not to make a scratch on a person's body over the loss that he suffered, but lo siskodedu also is darshaned by Chazal to say in Maseches Yevamos lo sasa agudas agudas, and the Mefarshim are bothered by this as well. Losasa agudas agudas means you can't make factions amongst Klal Yisrael. You can't have separate groups. Some people doing this, other people doing that. It looks like Shnei Torah, said Rashi. You can't have that in Klal Yisrael. It has to be one religion with one Torah. It's very nice. Aguda sounds like Loisis Godadu. The words sound the same. But what does it have to do with one another? Why is the one place where the Rebbeinu Shalom was merames to this idea of not having factions amongst Klal Yisrael was specifically by the Isser of Loisis Godadu? It's a play on words. We assume that it has to be more than that. So perhaps the idea is as follows. Bonem atem la'Hashem Elokeichem, lo sisgodedu v'lo sasimu karcha v'neinechem. How did Chazal know to say lo sisgodedu doesn't simply mean lo sisgodedu, not to make marks on a person's body, but lo sasu agudas agudas, do not make factions amongst Klal Yisrael, do not make divisiveness within Klal Yisrael, because the Rebbeinu Shalom tells us, Bonem atem la'Hashem Elokeichem, you have a unique opportunity. Klal Yisrael has a unique opportunity to be considered the children of the Rebbeinu Shalom. Not every person in the world has such an opportunity. They're all the Bria of the Rebbeinu Shalom, but Klal Yisrael has the unique ability to be considered children, Bonem v'makom. Now the Rebbeinu Shalom says, it's up to you. You have an option. You could either live as banim lamakom, with that special relationship as the children of God, which obviously comes with many perks. It comes with a certain sense of rachmanis, like a person's relationship with his own father. That's the relationship of banim. But you could also have the relationship as everyone else. That's the relationship of avodim. The Rebbeinu Shalom is our master. We have to listen to him. It comes with much less rachmanis. It's not the same relationship of a ben to a father. So who decides if we have a relationship of an Eved to a Rav or a Ben La'av? Who decides? How do we get to decide? So Rebbeinu Shalom says as follows. I'm willing to be your father on one condition. I'm only the father of people who are brothers to my other children. If you're going to be the brother of my children, then you'll show me that I'm your father. But if you don't act as a brother to my other children, what are you showing me? I'm not your father. The way to attain the status of Ben and Av, you want the Ribbono Shel Olam to respond to you as if he is your father. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, you want to know what the litmus test is? Show me that you're treating my other children like your brothers. If I'm in fact your father, if I really am your father, that means you'll treat my other children like your brothers, because your brothers, you share a father. Because if you're making agudos, agudos, you're making machlokas in Klal Yisrael, then the Rebbeinu Shem says, then it's bonim atem l'Hashem elokeichem. Bonim atem l'Hashem elokeichem, you're the sons of God, is al tanai lo sasu agudas agudas. You can't make factions, you can't make machloikas within Klal Yisrael. And it specifically comes in the pasuk of lo siskodidu. Because what's a person doing when he marks his body? He's destroying his guf, he's destroying his body. The Baruch Hashem gave him this singular body, and he's marking it up, he's destroying it. The Rebbe Shem Kaviyachla is saying, you're doing the same thing when you make machlekes in Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is one unit. It's one organic unit. We're one guf. We're one neshama. Rebbe Shem says, if you mark up the body, you're destroying the body. The same thing is being done when you make machlekes in Klal Yisrael. You make divisiveness. You divide Klal Yisrael. You make machlokas in Klal Yisrael. What are you doing? You're destroying my body. I have one body here called Klal Yisrael. Lois is going to do. Don't divide it up. Don't make machlokas in Klal Yisrael. It's the same thing as if you are destroying my body. You're destroying the body, the internal, the organism, the organic unit called Klal Yisrael. Therefore, specifically in the pasuk of Los Iskodidu, the Torah is mirames to the din of Losasa Agudos Agudos. And therefore, on the, where the Torah discusses Losasa Agudos Agudos, where we are taught not to make different factions in Klal Yisrael, not to allow for machlokes to creep into Klal Yisrael, that's where the Rebbeinu Shem says, if in fact you listen to this tzivoy, you listen to Loisasa Agudas Agudas, then you could be certain that it will be Bonem Atem L'Hashem Elokeichen. I believe if you look through Parshas Re'eh, this is really the common theme in Parshas Re'eh. Throughout many, many of the psukim, if you look for it, it's there. What the Torah is telling us is that the way to make it Bonem Atem L'Hashem Elokeichen, the way to enhance our relationship, not simply Bein Adam L'Chaveru. No, that's obvious. Obviously, if we do Chesed, Bein Adam L'Chaveru will be enhanced. The Rebbeinu Shalom is telling us much more than that. The way to enhance our relationship with the Rebbeinu Shalom, the way to enhance our Kedusha, our holiness, our spirituality, the way to make sure that it's Banim Lamakom is through the Bein Adam L'Chaveru. And that's why, specifically in Parshas Re'eh, which is bookended by the Har HaBayis, the Beis HaMikdash. And what's the Har HaBayis? What's the Beis HaMikdash based on? What's the idea of Beis HaMikdash? So the Maral tells us, what was the concept of Beis HaMikdash? What was so special about it? Beis HaMikdash unified Klal Yisrael. Says the Maral, the Dover Zebarer, ki Yisrael heim mis'achdim al Beis HaMikdash. What unified Klal Yisrael to be one organic unit? It was the Beis HaMikdash. Because we had one place. We had Koyen Echad, we had Mizbeach Echad, v'nesru ha-bamos, just like our parsha begins with. No bamos. You can't have everyone going to their own Mizbeach. One Beis HaMikdash, one Har HaBayis, one Beis HaMikdash, one was Beach, unifying all of Klal Yisrael. So in the parsha of Har HaBayis, the Rebbeinu Shalom brings this concept that Klal Yisrael has to be one organic unit, serving one Rebbeinu Shalom in one place, with one Mizbeach, one Koyen, no room for Bamos, no room for divisiveness, and no room for Sasa Agudus Agudus. And in fact, if you do that, says Rebbeinu Shalom, Bonem Atem L'Hashem Elokeichem.
I'm always like sad, like, hey.